بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, there is one sinful practice which each and every person understands and knows to be sinful, and that is what is known as تحليل الحرام, when a person deems or regards as permissible those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared to be impermissible. As an example, simple example, a person deems the consumption of alcohol or wine to be permissible, to be halal, to be lawful. So each and every person understands this is something sinful, this is something which is a dangerous act, something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not permit, does not allow. Together with that, in today's verse we will learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the opposite is also true. In other words, for a person to deem unlawful, to deem impermissible those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful. The opposite, what is known as tahreemul halal. Those things which Allah has made permissible, has made lawful, and a person now regards that to be impermissible. So this is also dangerous, this is also grave, this is also a serious sin. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Allah says, O those who have iman, those who have believed, do not deem unlawful, do not deem impermissible the wholesome and pure things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful, has made permissible for you. As an example, as we mentioned, just as it is sinful for a person to regard alcohol to be permissible, likewise it is equally sinful, equally disallowed, for a person to regard something like water or juice to be impermissible, to be haram. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that do not engage in tahleelul haram, nor in tahreemul halal. Do not fall into either one of these two dangerous and sinful actions. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, and do not exceed the bounds, do not transgress. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Verily Allah does not love those who transgress, those who exceed the limits. And under this verse, the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, that a group of people came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and they asked her a few questions regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's a'mal, his ibadat within the home, what practices would he engage in, etc. So she explained to them that these are the ibadat he would engage in at home, etc. And as they were about to leave, each person then took an oath in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show their servitude, their subservience before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first person said, Wallahi la akulu lahma, that by Allah I will never consume meat for the rest of my life. And he thought that this would show his dedication, his servitude. The second person said, Wallahi la atazawwajun nisa, that I will never get married, I will remain celibate for my entire life, and in this way I will dedicate more time to ibadat. And the third person said, Wallahi la anamu ala firashin, I will never sleep at night. In other words, the entire night will be spent in ibadat, in tahajjud, in zikr, dua, etc. So saying this, these three individuals left. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam returned, and Aisha radiallahu anha informed him of what had transpired, he became upset. So he leaves the home, he goes to the masjid, he ascends the minbar, and he begins to deliver a khutbah. And very tactfully, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ, what is the matter with this group of people who have come and they have made these statements that I will not consume meat, I will not get married, I will not sleep at night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says, as far as myself is concerned, I fast on certain days and on other days I eat whatever food is presented to me. Even if it may be meat also, I consume this. And wa aqumu wa anamu, sometimes during the night I stand up in tahajjud salah, I make ibadat. But during other portions of the night, I sleep, I take rest. And I also have wives, I have also gotten married in my life. And then he mentioned, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي, we hear this hadith commonly, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, that person who turns away from my way of life, my sunnah, then he is not from amongst me. So in this verse, we learn that balance once again, which has been a theme of the surah so far for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to adopt this balance within their life. That those things which Allah has made haram, you don't regard this to be permissible, but at the same time, those things which Allah has made impermissible, or those things which Allah has made permissible for you, then do not make this haram and make your life difficult for no reason. And to emphasize this, Allah then says, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, that consume that which Allah has provided for you, as long as it is halal, it is lawful, it is wholesome and pure. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. And be conscious of Allah in whom you have faith, you have belief. This one more point, Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned, we'll end on this inshallah. A very important point for us to apply this within our lives. So he mentions the discussion. He says there was difference of opinion amongst the Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors, with regard to lawful pleasures of this world. Those things which Allah has made lawful, has made permissible. To what extent should a person indulge in these things? So he mentions there were two views amongst the Salafus Salihin. One group felt that a person should, as far as possible, abstain from even the lawful pleasures of this world. Allah has made good food permissible. Allah has made many things permissible in this world. Luxury, comfort, etc. within a person's means. But he says one group of pious predecessors would feel that as far as possible a person should avoid this. Why? So that his nafs doesn't become inclined or accustomed to comfort and to giving in. And he says the second group of Salafus Salihin went opposite. They felt that the lawful and permissible pleasures of this world a person should indulge in. He should allow himself what Allah has allowed for him. Why? So that he doesn't feel tempted to go into haram. If his life becomes too dry, too difficult, then eventually he will fall and slip and he'll fall into haram. So then Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions that to reconcile between these two views, this would be the best. That at times a person indulges in, partakes in those things which Allah has made lawful and permissible, and at times he restrains himself. As an example, Maulana Imsab had mentioned to us in madrasa as well. A person is feeling for some chocolate. He has the money to buy it. But now and again, just stop yourself. Although I can afford it, I can purchase it, I can have it. But now and again, just hold yourself back so that the nafs doesn't become accustomed to having whatever it wants at all times. At other times, you can allow yourself. In this way, a person will train himself to have this balance and moderation. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.